Shalom aleichem abuisai, shalom from Yerushalayim Yirai Kodesh. Be'ezer Hashem Yisborach, we're about to begin the fifth topic of Parshas Tazria, telling us about nega tzora'as on the head or on the beard. By Laliyav Chamishi, Perek Yud Gimel, Posuk Chof Tes. Ve'ish oi isho, ki yihyevoi noga, beroish oi v'zokon. In a man or a woman who has a nega tzora'as on their head or on their beard. What is the nature of a nega tzora'as on the head or on the beard? The Ramban tells us that das roiv mefoshim is that it does not involve a discoloration of the skin. Rather, the mere fact that there's a bald spot, the hair falls out from the head or from the beard, that itself is the nega tzora'as of the roish of the zokon, and so paskins the Rambam. There is a slight mashmos in Rashi that seems to imply that it does involve a discoloration. But I'll let you decide on your own. Take a look at Rashi Pasuk Chof Tes. Beroish oy bezokon, bo akosuv lechalek bein nega shebemokim seo, le nega shebemokim boso. The Torah is coming to differentiate between a nega in the place of hair and a nega in the place of the skin. Sheze simon oy beseo lovon, veze simon oy beseo tzohiv. The simon tumo of a nega oyr boso is two white hairs. The simon tumo of a nega of a roisho bezokon is two yellow hairs. I do see a slight mashmos in Rashi, is that Rashi learnt that the nigei roish bezokon is a discoloration of the skin, and not simply the mere falling out of the hair from the head or from the beard. Because if Rashi held, like the Ramban and like the Rambam, that it's the falling out of the hair, what kind of lashon is that? Bu'akosuv lechalek. We want to differentiate whether the nega is b'mokum seor or b'mokum boso. This is simon b'seor lovon, and this is simon b'seor tzoiv. It's a completely different nature of a nega. What's the connection between the two that you have to tell me? Bu'akosuv lechalek. There's no shaykhs to each other. But if Rashi learned that the nigei roish v'zokon is a discoloration of the skin, of course after the hair falls out, but then you see a discoloration on the skin underneath what fell out, then Rashi would make more sense. Rashi's telling you, l'chayra, it's the same nega on the skin. Says Rashi, no, there's a chilek. Here the simen tumah is seo lovon, and here the simen tumah is seo tzohoiv. But I'm not sure if what I said is correct. Posuk lamed v'ro'o akuihein es hanega v'hinei mareihu omoik mino oiru voi se'or tzohoiv dok v'timei oisoy akuihein nesek hu tzora asoroi shoya zokon hu. And the Kohen takes a look at the nega and it appears to be deeper than the skin surrounding it. A bit of a strange lotion. Of course it's deeper. It's actually deeper. Because around it, there's hair. And there's a bald spot. So it's really deeper. This lotion would be mashma like the Mefarshim that learn that we are dealing with a discoloration of the skin underneath the bald spot. Over here, the Torah tells us there's a new simen tuma. Uboy seo tzohiv dok. Two black hairs turned into yellow hairs. That is a simon tumor, and the kohen should be metamim as a metzora muchlot immediately. Neseku, that's the name of this tzora'as, because it involves the hair falling out. This is tzora'as aroi shoya zokon. Says Rashi, yuvoit seor tzohoiv, she nehepach seor shochor sheboi letzohoiv. Even though over here it doesn't say nehepach, as it did by seor lovon, nevertheless the same halacha applies. It had to have turned from black to yellow only after the nesek happened. Neseku kach shmoi shel nega shebemokoim seo. Here also a slight mashmos. Rashi says the name of this nega, bemokoim seo, is called a nesek. According to the Ramban and the Rambam, I wouldn't use such a lotion. I would say the nature of the nega is a nesek, the bald spot, the hair falling out. Posuk lamed alev, v'chir e'akoyhein, es nega ha'nesek, v'inei ein mar'ehu, amoik min ha'oir, v'se'or shachoir ein boi, v'hizgir e'akoyhein, es nega ha'nesek, shiv'as yomim. But if the Kohen sees the nega ha'nesek, and its appearance is not deeper than the rest of the skin. I don't know how to read these words. according to the Rambam and the Ramban, that the nature of the Nesek is that hair fell out. Of course it's going to be deeper than its surrounding. It's a bald spot. But then again, even if we learn like the other Mefarshim, Rashi himself told me he doesn't understand what that means. If there's a white spot, of course it's going to look deeper than its surroundings. So either way, I don't know how to translate these words. V'seyo shochor ein boi. Here the Torah tells us a chiddush. Later on in Pasuk Lamed Zayin, we're going to see a chiddush. That over here, by Nega Nesek of Rosh and Zokon, there's something called a Simon Tahara. Until now, we know of a Simon Tumo, which by Nesek is a Tseo Tsohoiv. So the here, there is no Tseo Tsohoiv, there's no Simon Tumo, but there is also no Simon Tahara. There's no black hairs either. There is no hairs in this Nesek. Such a Metzoiro is a Metzoiro Musgor. Put him away for 7 days. Come back and let's see what happened. Says Rashi, ein boy. Make a deal. Then hesgel. You will not need a hesgel at all. Simon we'll see later on. In Posuk Lamed Zayin, boy. That's a simon taharo. And it's meduik in this posuk also. Posuk lamed beis v'ro'o ha-koyhenes ha-nega b'yoyim ha-shvi'i v'inei lo yifoso ha-nesek v'lo yohoyo v'yisr'or tzohoyv u'mar'ei ha-nesek ein omoik min ha-oyr. And the Kohen should take a look at him 7 days later. And what does he find? It didn't spread. There was no pisyoin. And there's no se'or tzohoyv. These are the two simoni tuma of nega ha-nesek. If it would have spread, even without a Seot Sohoiv, or if a Seot Sohoiv grew in there, even if not spreading, then it would have been a Metzora Muchlot. But being that none of these Simanim appeared, and once again, Umare Anesek Ein Omoik Menoir, it's not deeper, whatever that means. Posuk Lamed Gimel, Vehiz Galoch, Ves Hanesek, Loi Galeach, Vehiz Girakoy Heines Hanesek, Shivas Yomim, Sheinis. The person now has to cut his hair around the Nesek. The Nesek itself, don't cut off. Well, it's obvious, there is no hair there. Rather, it means the immediate hairs around the Nesek, don't cut them off. So we should be able to tell if there's a pisyoin, if it's spreading and more hairs fall out. And then the Kohen puts him away for 7 days for a second time. Says Rashi viz galoch svivois hanesek, but ves hanesek loy galeach. Namely, meniach shtei saroys somuch loy soviv, around the nesek, leave two hairs around. Kedei shei nikor im poso, it should be recognizable if it grows. Shei nifse yavoy rasaroys v'yetzi l'mokom ha-giluach. Well, no, if it spread, then the bald spot will spread, and those hairs will also fall off, and will be equivalent to the shaven hairs around. The mashmos of this pasuk is that the nega nesek is about the hairs falling out, not about the discoloration of the skin. Because we're trying to figure out the pisyoin, the spreading, and we're talking about the spreadings of the hair falling out, not the spreading of the discoloration. Pasuk lamed dale dero'o ha-koyhenes ha-nesek b'yoyim ha-shvi'i v'hinei. Lo yifoso anesek ba'oir umareihu einenu omoik mina oir v'tiharo yisoy ha-koyhen v'chibes begodov v'toheir. And the Kohen sees him on this after the second set of 7 days, and he sees, no, it did not spread. The same two hairs that we left around the nesek are still there. And it doesn't look deeper than the rest of the skin, whatever that means. And the Kohen then should say, you are tohor. But since you are a mitzera musgo, you were tamei till now, and therefore you and your clothing will have to go to a mikvah, and then you will be tohor. Posuk lamed hei v'im poso yifseh anesek bo'oir acharei tohorosoi. But if after the Kohen told him that you are tohor, you meant the mikvah nishtor, and then it spreads afterwards, posuk lamed vov v'ro'ohu ha-koyhen v'inei poso anesek bo'oir. Lo yivakeir ha-koyhen la-si'or ha-tzohoiv tomeihu. And the Kohen sees him, and indeed, the Nesek spread. In that case, the pisyoin itself is a simon tumah. Therefore, the Kohen does not have to check if there's a seol tzohoiv, it's not relevant. We have a simon tumo called pisyoin, and he will be a tome as a metzero muchlot. Says Rashi, posuk lamed hei, acharei tohorosoi. Here the posuk describes a pisyoin after the second hezgel, and the kohen was metarim, and he sent him home, and then turns out there's a pisyoin. What about the pisyoin after the first hezgel? The posuk never told me what the din is. Says Rashi, acharei tohorosoi, ein li ela poisel achar haptur, after the ptur of the second hezgel. Minayin af b'soif shavua rishoin, uv'soif shavua sheni, if there's a pisyoin, it will be metamehim. Tamuloy ma posoi yifse. The double lashon tells me that pisyoin is always a simon tuma, whether after the first hezgel, whether after the second hezgel, and of course what the posuk itself is talking about after the ptur. Posuk lamed zayin vein beino v'amad anesek v'si'or shachor yotzomach boi nirpo anesek tohoir hu v'tiharoi hakoyhein. Posuk lamed zayin is going to tell us another way that after Hezgel Sheni he could be tohor. One way we know already, vein beino v'amad anesek. If it stood intact, it didn't grow. We said already, the koyin should be metayrim. That's what we said in posuk lamed dalet. Posuk Lamed Zayin is a mechadish. There's another way. Even if there was a pisyoin, even if it did grow, and we know pisyoin is a simon tuma, but v'seor shochol tzomach boy, a black hair grew in it. Over here we have a chiddush. Seor shochol is a simon taharo that beats the simon tuma of a pisyoin, and that is a sign that nirpo anesek, the nesek is completely tor, and the koyin should be mitaher him. And as we saw in Posuk Lamed Aleph, no matter when this Seol Shocher pops up, it will always be a Simen Taharo, and the Kohen shall make him Tohor. Whether it's at the beginning, after the first Hezgel, second Hezgel, no matter when. Says Rashi, V'Seol Shocher, Minayin Afayorek V'Hodim, how about other colors of hair, green and red? She'enoi Tzohuv, that's not yellow. Tamud Loimar, V'Seol, the extra Vav, V'Seol tells us any color. Veloshin tzohuv doime letavnis hazohov. It's yellow like gold. Therefore, the two words sound alike. Tzohuv kamoi zohuv. The tzadi and the zayin are interchangeable. Toyuhu v'tiaro yakoyen. What's the double loshin? To make a diuk. Hotome shetiaro yakoyen loy tohoil. Although we said that the tuma and taharo is totally on the koyen, but the koyen can't make up something. If he is indeed tome and he just says Tohor, he's not going to be Tohor. The words of the Kohen only work if it's, that's the halacha. That's what the Torah says. If it's Tohiru, then v'tiago yakoyen, then the Kohen b'metarim works. And can the fifth topic of Nega Roish V'Azokon. On to the sixth topic of Negoim Tohorim. Posuk Lamed Ches. Ve'ish oi isho ki yihye voir besarom behorois, behorois levonois. And a man or a woman that have on their skin spots, white spots. Says Rashi Behorois, Chabar Burois, spots. Posuk Lametes, Vero Hakoyhein, Vehine, Boer Besorom, Behorois, Kihois Levanois, Boy Hak Hu, Porach Boer, Tohoir Hu. And the Kohen takes a look, and what does he see? That on their skin there are spots, but the whiteness is not one of the four shades of white. It's a darker white. That's not negatzoras. That's a boyahak hu. That shows up in people when their skin has a reddish tint to it, or people with freckles, and you have a white spot in between them because of the contrast. It may seem to you that it's very white, but really it's not the right shade of white. That's not tzoras, and that will be tohoil. Says Rashi, kehois levonois, shein loyvan shalon az, elo keho. Their whiteness is not strong, it's not one of the four shades of white, it's a darker type of white. If a person has a reddish tint to his skin, in between the red spots on his skin, like a person with freckles, between the freckles, the white shines out. But really, it's not that white. It's just in contrast to the red, it looks as if it's shining white. Another example of a negator, posuk mem. Veish ki yimoreit roishoy kereach hu, tohoir hu. Veim mipeas panov yimoreit roishoy gibeach hu, tohoir hu. And a person who doesn't simply have a bald spot, rather half of his hair fell out. Ki yimoreit roishoy, the hair of his house, of his head fell out, fell off, kereach hu. This refers to the hair in the back of his head all fell out, and therefore toyohu. That doesn't go under the category of a nesek, it's not a bald spot, he's a kereach. Similarly, vimi pe'asponov, on the front of his head, all the hair fell out, that's called a gibeyahu, and also that's not tumas nesokim, and therefore he's going to be tohor. Says Rashi, kereachu tohiru, tohir mitumas nesokim, that's not a nesek. Rashi adds, she'enoi nidoin besimone roish vezokon, she'im mokim seyo. We don't treat him with the simone tuma of a roish vezokon, that over there, that's mokim seyo, it has its special alochis, seyo tzohoiv and seyo shochor, rather, elo besimone negoir boso, it has the regular simonim of a regular skin, namely the three simonim, seyo lovon, michio, and pisyoin. The words b'seir lovon are in parentheses, because we're talking about he's bald. There is no black hairs turning into white hairs, because there is no black hairs at all. And if a white hair were to grow randomly, that would not be a simen tuma. It has to be a black hair that turned into a white hair. Here also, the Lashon of Rashi has a slight mashmos that the nesek is a discoloration. Because if it was simply the hair falling out, what does Rashi mean by the words "einoi nidan besimone roish v'zokon"? The pasuk said clearly, this kereach, this hair falling out, is not a nesek. Rashi gets involved. "Einoi nidan besimone roish v'zokon" sounds like we're dealing with a discoloration type of nega, but again, I'm not sure. Pasuk membe, right to Rashi. Pasuk memalef vimi peas ponov mishipua kod koid klape ponov, from the tip of his skull facing forwards. Korigabachas, vafats doin, shemikano mekan bechlal, also the sides, where the temples are, where the payas grow, is included in the gabachas. Umishipua kod kod klape achoyrov, towards the back, korui karachas, that is called a karachas. Posug membe, dichi yihye vakorachas, oi vagabachas, nega volovon adam dom, tzoras perachas, hi bekorachtoi, oi vegabachtoi. If in on the karachas, when a person that the back hairs fall out, or on the gabachas, the front hairs fall out, a nega lovon adamdom shows up, a whitish, reddish nega. That's a regular tzorachas, that's a regular tzorachas growing on his karachas or in his gabachas. That's about a nega lovon adamdom, a whitish, reddish. How about simple white? Says Rashi, nega lovon adamdom posuch, mixed. Minayin she'al marois, regular white, Talmud loymar, nega. The extra word nega tells me includes regular white. Posuk mem gimel vera'o isoi hakoi hein, ve'inei seis ha'nega, levono adam demes bekorachtoi oi vegabachtoi, kemarei tzora'as oir bosor. And the Kohen sees that there's a nega, lovon adam dom, or plain lovon, as Rashi says, in his korachas, in the back of his head, gobachas, top of his head. That's a regular tzoras oil boso that we started off the parasha with. And that's the regular simone tumo. Says Rashi, kemari tzoras oil boso, kemari tzoras omu beparashas oil boso, namely, odom ki yihye boil besoroi, that we started off. Uma omu boy, and let's recap, what did we learn over there? Shementamei be'arba marois, there are four marois. Namely, seis and baheres, sapachas asaheis, and sapachas apaheres. V'nidoi mishnei shvuois, it has up to 2 weeks of a hesgel. V'loi kemari tzoras omo b'shchino michvo, sheu nidin b'shavua echod, not like the tzoras b'shchino michvo, which is limited to one hesgel. V'loi kemari nesokin shel mokoim bosor, not like the mare nesokin of mokoim bosor. This Lashon of Rashi also leads me to believe that there's a mare nesokin of mokim, sorry, v'loi kemare nesokin shel mokim seor. This Lashon of Rashi also leads me to believe that there's a mare nesokin of mokim seor. It's not merely the hairs falling out. But Rashi does point out a difference. Shein metamin be'arba marois. The mare nesokin of mokim seor is not the four regular Marois, namely Seis v'Tildoso, Beheres v'Tildoso. Rather, any discoloration of the skin under of the head of the beard after the hairs fell out will be metame. And over here we're telling you that a mare in a korachto v'gabachto is a regular nega or bosor, as we saw above. Posuk mem dalet ish tzorua hu tomei hu tamei tameenu hakoyhein beroishoy nigoy. Such a person is a regular metzora, and therefore the kohen should be metame him like a regular metzora of nega or bosor. Not only that, beroishoy nigoy. The following halachos now we merge into topic number 7. The halachos of a metzora will apply to such a person and to a person beroishoy nigoy who has nega nesek of the roish and the zokon. And the words tamei tamenu, a double lashon, is marbe that the following topic, the halachos of a metzora musgal, applies to all types of negoim, including shchin and michva also. Says Rashi Beroishin Nigoy. The Posuk is not talking about Nisokin. Posuk Mem Gimel was talking about Korachas or Gabachas. But it says Beroishin Nigoy to be Marbe and Nisokin. Ein Lielo Nisokin. Minayin Lerabois Shara Menugoyim. Shchino Michva also. Tamud Loimar Tameye Tameenu Lerabois says Kulon. Al Kulon Uoimar the next Posuk. We got of you from him. The Halochis of Metzuro Muchlot. והצורו אשר בוי הנגע בגודו יהיו פירומים וראשו יהיה פרועה ועל סופו מעטה ותומי תומי יקרו. And any of the above mentioned מצירוים that was decided by the Kohen that is a מצירה מוחלט, he has special halachos be more than a metzora musgor. A metzora muchlot has to tear his clothing, and he has to grow his hair, and he has to cover his mouth. The word sofa means a mustache, what grows on the upper lip. In other words, he has to cover his mouth like an ovil. And he has to announce to everybody, I am tomei, don't get close. Says Rashi, ferumim kruim. Torn, peruam gudel seo, val sofom yateke, ovil. Sofom is saras for sign. The mustache on the upper lip is called a sofom. Vitomei, tomei hikro, mashmiashu tomei, in order that, viyif vishulamenu. People should keep away. Posog menvov, kol yemei, ashera negaboy, yitmo, tomei hu bodod yeshev, michutz lamachane, moishavoy. So long as he has the negatzoras, he is tomei. And he should be bodod yeshev, he should be sitting alone, much farther than the other tmeim that also have to leave certain machanois. A tmei meis has to leave machane shchino, a zov has to leave machane levio, but a metzoiro has to leave machane yisrael, michutz la machane meishov, all the way out, separated from all other tmeim. Says Rashi, Bodod Yeshev, alone. Shelo Yushal Tmeim Yoshvim Imoy. Other Tmeim should not be with him. This doesn't mean he can't sit with other Mitzirayim. It means other Tmeim on a lesser Dargo of Tuma, like a Tomei Meis or an Azov, they have to be separate, because he's even further out from them. Ve'omru Rabbi Seinu Manishtano Mishal Tmeim Leishev Bodod. Why is it that a Mitziro sits all alone, Michutz Lamachane? And the answer is Hoil Vahu Hivdil Boloshn Hora Bin Ishle Ishtoi Ubin Ishle Reehu Afuyi Bodil. One of the reasons that Soraz comes, the Gemara tells us, is because Loshon Hora separates between husband and wife and between man and his friend. And therefore, he should also be separated to be punished for what he caused. Michutz Lamachane, Chutz Lishlish Machanois, outside three Machanois, more than any other of the other Tmeim. Adkan, topic number 7, the halachos of a metzora muchlot.